Imbibe podcast. We've got Mick.
Yeah. Some people still call me
I know, you're confusing
Mick Jones.
Facebook, yes. Yeah, Mick Jones.
Yeah.
Mickey Dolan's
Mike
from Gabba Gabba, hey? Does his podcast too, so we've been out record shopping today.
Spent way too much money.
Yeah.
I didn't spend as much as I could have.
It could have been
worse. We're not done yet.
We're not done.
Oh, that's right. We have one more record store to go.
Yeah, we have one more record store to go. We're going to head over to Premium Sound a little bit. They're not participating, but we gotta go give them some love, too, because we love our locals. This is going to be our first YouTube video, so we're pretty excited about that. We're just going to run through some of the stuff we picked up today. I got this David Bowie 12-inch. I got this. This wasn't a part of Record Store Day, but I had to get it anyway because y'all know how I love some Elvis. It's a colored vinyl double LP of his latest release.
She bought me the damn record. That was mine.
Yeah. You back off.
Wait, you bought him the album?
No.
Oh.
Joke.
Oh. I'm gullible.
Underrated damned album. I still love it. I think this is my favorite purchase today because it's colored vinyl and the is scratch and sniff. It smells like strawberries. And then I'm such a nerd, I had to get both of these Cure albums. Pornography, Picture This, and Fate Import. And then more Bowie, because that's what I do. And the Queen, the Goddess, Stevie, 180 gram double LP, Belladonna reissue.
I almost got that one too.
Yeah. I mean, I have original pressing of this, I have it on cassette and CD. So I think now I just need an 8-track.
Alright.
And then I had to get the Benny Harris. And then
The replacements.
So out of all of those, which one was your favorite pick?
I'll let you know after I listen to them.
Who's going next?
It's kinda like this.
I will.
I wasn't prepared for that.
Picked up the Record Store Day Everlast reissue.
We were not making fun of you for that, by the way.
Four Strings of Blues, I don't care. That's fine.
There's no such thing as guilty pleasures.
Found a original pressing red vinyl Cypressil record. The Cypressil 420 remixes. Something for my daughter. I would buy her vinyl.
I heard that is has an amazing soundtrack. Yeah. Yeah.
We don't talk about Bruno, okay? And some used... Public Enemy, welcome to the Cherry Dome.
Oh!
This was actually my first Record Store Day. I just always kind of just not really paid much attention to it, but I had to get Boy Bod Angel Light.
Mm-hmm. That one was that I was...
Want Nothing Face because it's coming out in June, though. So,
the other one, right?
Yeah, they were both supposed to come out today, but that... I'll get back to
I've all on that one.
Debated this one for a little while, it's $45, but this Motorhead, so I figured it's worth it. Grab this Doors box set. Hope that's also $75.
Jesus.
It's still cheaper than mine.
Well, yeah. I say $5.
I'm going to complain about that all day.
That's the tone.
Yeah. So, record store day stuff. I got Queens of the Stone Age, Rated X.
Jealous.
I love that album, so I'm looking forward to that. Oh, this is a Brain Fever, Columbia, South Carolina band.
What is that?
Brain Fever. Features Chris Bickle from Inhumanity. And it marked down to $5. I've got a copy of this, so that'll end up as inventory.
That cover is amazing.
I know, man.
Didn't pass up this $3 Rolling Stones case.
But the actual vinyl t shirt to me is in excellent condition.
Yeah, the vinyl's in really good condition.
Wow.
But the cover is pretty deep.
Well, for $3.
Deep Purple for $1. Can't pass that up. This one ended up being a warp, but it's only $1, so it'll play.
No, honestly.
And it's 7. Lone Bastards, Old Greensboro, North Carolina band.
Oh. Rock I saw that. I almost grabbed it.
They're a Charles band.
Yeah.
And then before that, I went to Reese to work, picked up a few records for 50 cents. Porter Sisters, OJ's. Well, that one 50 cents. Another OJ's. And then this Korean Temptations Greatest Hits.
Oh,
wow.
It was only $3, but
wow.
It's pretty deep, but the vinyl looks pretty good, and you know, I can't.
They didn't make much colored vinyl back then, so finding that stuff's awesome.
That's awesome.
So, pretty good day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a pretty good day overall.
How about you, Javi?
It's my turn.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm just gonna pull shit out because I think every time I go and buy albums, I always say it's the most expensive day of my life. It's pretty expensive.
And he keeps going back for more. So
I regret nothing and everything at the same time. So it's
the game again. Yeah. I think you won. The person who spent the most money.
Jesus. Good thing I don't have anybody yell at me yet. All right, so I'm just gonna start pulling them out. The first one is the Mubs, Neo Improved Kim Shattuck demos. It's actually for my daughter. Well, it's for me, but my daughter loves her favorite band. So that was the first one. Let's see. Next one I got was, Bedtime for Democracy. Not an R&D release, but it's the last Dead Kennedys album that I needed to complete my collection of Dead Kennedys albums. Love it. One of my favorite albums from the Kennedys. What else? Lou Reed. Love Lou Reed. I mean, I think everybody should love Lou Reed. But
I think a lot of people did love Lou Reed.
Yeah. More ways than one.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely that Lou Reed album. All of this have been black vinyl so far. This is one of the ones that I specifically came out to look for, the Cranberries. I am a huge Cranberries fan. Love them. Hate them, I don't care. I fucking love them, so I was definitely looking for that. The only album that I came looking for that I did not find was Susan Vega, because we have an upcoming episode on that.
Yep.
So I was really looking for that, and I couldn't find it. Another one.
Bag number two.
Another one of my favorite albums is Blue Velvet. Heineken.
Great soundtrack.
That shit,
yeah.
Blue Ribbon. So love that album. Love that movie. Love the composer. Actually, there was another release by Angelo that I did not hit.
He did all the David Lynch scores.
Yeah.
The Lost Highway soundtrack.
Oh, that's a great soundtrack. Yeah.
Handsome Boy Modeling School. This is awesome. This is Dan the Animator and Prince Paul. They have this like retro, I don't know, sort of chopped up old school hip hop sound.
It's an excellent album. Yeah.
Such a great album. I think this is color vinyl. But
that's a cool one to just put on and chill out to, man.
Yeah,
it's just
absolutely.
Like background music.
Great
yeah.
For like a party or
yep.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that record. You know,
it's really good. And Eric got me to buy this.
Don't blame me.
I like that Doc Nasty 45 collection.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was really good.
If you don't want that, I'll buy it from you.
But one of my favorite albums, we just went and saw them live a month ago or so.
Maybe, yeah, a few weeks back, yeah.
Reissued, definitely, but it's got some cool vinyl in it. It's got one blue translucent, one yellow translucent.
Your mama.
They did all those songs.
They did.
That's so awesome. All right. This, to me, was the find of the day. This is Sonic Goo. Box set. It has four LPs. It's got a nice booklet in there. They're all black vinyl, but it was amazing. I love Sonic Youth. Probably one of the bands that defined most of my musical taste. So, and then, like Mike, very much, I also got the Doors box set, which definitely went specifically looking for because I love the Doors.
You paid $5 more.
And I paid $5 more, and Mike, I'm gonna bitch about that all day long.
Repo, damn repo.
I was like, Kevin, I almost.
I'm joking. I'm joking.
Well, you know, smaller record store, you got to make up for your.
Yeah.
When you don't have the buying power to power it.
Yeah. So some of the stuff was cheaper at repo than it was at lunchbox.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's just kind of like, yeah. You know, it depends on
right.
What store got.
You have to understand why and all that. Yeah. Different stores and prices and stuff.
It's like you're going to spend right. More on a cheeseburger at Outback.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I could have said that because I spent so much on records.
But you spent that much in gas driving from one place to the other. So.
And you think about no matter what, your dollars still went to an independently known, small, local record shop. So at the end of the day, that's the most important.
Yeah. Whether you love or hate RSD, I mean, that's great. We've been doing it for a few years. I know Mike's the first time that's done it, so I hope it wasn't like a huge disappointment. If you don't get, I think, both points, right, helping it and it's become a different monster than it was. I personally enjoy them. I enjoy the releases.
I love it.
Not
yeah.
everybody does. So that's
fun with me. I just always was like, why do you need a record store day when every day is record store?
Right.
Yeah. Well, and that's also why we are going to go hit up some other record yeah. stores around
that are not, participating. Yeah.
Because if everybody's flocking to the places that are participating, we want to make sure we're giving our dollars to them too, right. yeah. and showing support all the way across the right. world, regardless.
Yeah, Lunchbox wasn't that bad today either. No. Normally there's a huge line in the damn parking yeah. lot, so
but
it was,
we were
yeah.
late.
Yeah.
But we purposely did that.
Because we don't want to stand in line for half an hour.
So I think that's all we have for today. Thank you very much for watching and joining us. Thank you to Mike for joining us today and Record Store Day. Glad we popped your cherry on that one. So, Gabba Gabba Ha is a great, great podcast. Listen to it. He also has a band here in the Charlotte area, the band Huskies. So
yeah, I think we're still a band.
You're still a band. Yeah, I did see the post, but just to show
you,
coming soon.
Maybe.
That would be good. Yeah.
I think you should definitely cry.
Some kind of monster. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, follow us, subscribe, Imbibe Podcast, and every social media platform. And thank you.
Bye.